The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Talkin' Cowboys. Streaming live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star in Frisco.
Pollard streaks in! Touchdown!
Parsons has sacked it! Prescott keeps it! And he bangs it into the touchdown!
And now your hosts, Isaiah Standback, Nick Harris, Josh Rodriguez, and Kyle Yeomans.
It's a Say It With Your Chest Friday here on Talkin' Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company, live from the Star in Frisco in the SWBC studios.
Why aren't you saying it with your chest?
What happened?
Nick Harris.
What's the matter?
What's going on, dude?
You look blue today.
Yeah. Won't be for long. Won't be for long.
He's going to be red hot.
Yeah,
it'll be red hot. I'm gonna be
changing sets here earlier.
Oh, yeah. You came in, you're bold wearing a hoodie.
First yeah, yeah. I know it's getting shook.
There's a saying in our Talking Cowboys group message. Whenever one of us is running behind, or they're gonna kind of go right up
to the
start of the show.
Beamer knows
we're the first show of the day, so we start our day in the podcast studio. Of course, we'll take some notes beforehand. Yada yada yada. But here's the thing. Yeah. Our saying is always coming in hot.
Huh.
So that's just always been the thing since Rob Phillips, Heckma Harrison, Patrick Nosey Walker, Isaiah, myself, Josh, John, Nick. Huh. If anybody's running behind, that's what we would send.
Yes.
We'd send coming in hot. Today, none of us were late.
Nope.
But all of us were coming in hot, especially Mr. Nick Harris.
Mister.
Yep.
Hey, Mister.
It is hot sauce bet payoff day for Nick Harris. We're going to do it around 9:20. We will talk football. Don't worry. For all of you that are worried about talking football, we're going to talk a little football. But then we're going to have the hot sauce bet. Third hottest hot sauce in America. 7 million on the Scoville scale.
Yeah.
7 million. What were the wings that you had on Wednesday at Wingstop?
I don't know what the Scoville scale was.
Well, that's what I was going to look up. What was your flavor?
I think it's the Atomic. Is that what it is? Yeah.
I feel like the Scoville scale is a little
skewed.
It's a little bit.
They
discovered the jalapeno and they're like, okay, that's 100.
Mm-hmm.
And then a ghost pepper, they were like, a million?
Way too high.
There's no actual.
For comparison,
it's made up.
Just a normal jalapeno apparently is. Is 5,000 on the Scoville scale? 5,000.
Oh, don't even tell.
And this is this hot sauce that we're doing is what, Isaiah?
It's up a little. It's elevated.
7 million.
It's elevated. I mean, it's like you said. It's fabricated
million.
Numbers.
The atomic. Exactly. The atomic flavored wings are made with habanero peppers, scorching 200,000 to 350,000 Scoville heat units. Since they're about that much from there. So 350K, and we're ramping that thing all the way up to 7
million. I'm not looking forward to this.
I did the hot chip challenge before.
Did you?
I did.
What
was the Scoville unit for that?
I think it was 2 million.
2 million. Okay, so this is just...
man.
That was rough.
This is just a lot. I'm nervous.
But I don't have a hot palate like that.
I think
think Nick is going to be perfectly fine.
He's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
You're going to be all right.
I'll be fine an hour from now.
Maybe.
I won't be fine in the moment.
Guy at the store said. The guy at the store, Isaiah posted
the audio,
a video.
Can you play the audio of the guy at the store? Because that was the first time
bad.
I got concerned.
That's going to sound bad.
It's going to sound bad.
Yeah, but I think basically what he said was, you asked him, what would you expect from somebody
expect?
Trying this hot sauce? And they said, his first word was pain.
Hmm.
So just expect pains.
But he said the first couple of minutes would be fine.
You're going to have a lot of flavor, which is exciting.
I can't wait.
You can do key matchups. And then
and then that third segment, the pick'em segment, he's going to be dying.
This is going to be the longest news and notes segment of all time. We're about to go 45 minutes on news and notes.
Let's get into it then. If we're going to take that long, let's do it. News and notes. Final one of Nick Harris's life.
It's
the end of news and notes.
We'll start the practice report from yesterday. Mostly everything was the same from Wednesday for the Dallas Cowboys, except for Tyron Smith did not practice yesterday for rest purposes. So we're okay. No worries there. It was funny because we were out at practice. And, I'm just doing my due diligence and, making sure everybody's there, marking them off. And, of course, I don't see Tyron Smith out there. So I go up to Todd Archer. I'm like, hey, you seem Tyron out here, and he's like, Tyron at practice? And I was like, good point. expect Tyron Smith to not be at practice that much the rest of the way. And, you ask anybody, everybody's completely fine with it as long as he's healthy and ready to go on Sunday, and he's been playing really well the last couple of weeks. So I'm cool with it. We're talking about practice, you know?
Yeah. I think the one person that we asked that didn't like it was Nate Newton.
And me.
You, too. Yeah, that's fair. I think both of you guys were adamant about the continuity. Yeah, that was the biggest thing.
Very much so. And I will literally lean on Nate Newton's opinion on this all day long, being that he's the man in the offensive line. But I believe that continuity is very important, especially when you still have a young Tyler Smith. I don't think that Tyron Smith should be playing as much in practice. I don't think he should have nearly as many reps as he has had, but I still think that his presence and his inclusion in some of those periods is important.
It's important.
I asked if I could take a Tyron Smith day in the middle of the week, and
it didn't go well.
It didn't go over well.
Yeah. But maybe 13 years after a couple All Pros.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You're about 12 years away from that one.
And like,
get as many Emmys as Kyle, and you know.
Stop. Yeah. Whatever.
With all due respect to you and Nate, like y'all played when y'all practiced like five times a day. So
facts.
Like,
facts. It's very true. It's a totally different, psychology. Absolutely.
If you had to rate your practice schedule on the Scoville scale compared to the practice schedule.
So I came in right at the tail end of the difficult era and transitioned into the easier era. So like I was right in the midst of that transition where it was real two-a-days, like real two-day practice, padded practices, like not a lot of time off. You started at, you did your P test at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you were lifting weights at 6 and meetings and practice early and then quick lunch and then wrap up, get taped up again, go back to practice and then wash your butt, and then you're in meetings until 9:30 and bed check was at 10. Like that was our schedule, and it was just like rinse and repeat, so it's a lot easier now, but, the game has changed, rules have changed, everything's changed in the league, and, we don't know where it might be 10 years from now, but it's come a long ways in 10 years.
Do you think players have regressed since then, since the changing of the guard as far as
in what regard?
Like, are they better conditioned now? Are they performing better now?
It's hard to say that.
Training is better. That's the only difference, I would say.
I mean, there's a lot more emphasis on self-care now, on preservation of players, and a lot more science and technology and research that's been included
skin routine,
now.
The whole thing.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into, there's a lot, like the dietitians are taking a lot more seriously now, right? They have a lot greater role on teams now. You got the strength coaches that have a lot greater role now. The data, you talk about Coach McCarthy always looking at the data, and these guys are wearing, when I was finishing up my career in Jacksonville, that's when we first started wearing like the trackers. Back in 2013, we were 2013, we're wearing the trackers, and the coaches are seeing how fast we're running and how many miles we're running per practice. And they started monitoring, all those statistics. And that's when analytics started coming into it. So you talk about 10 years later now, that's just elevated. And they have adjusted with the times. And I can't sit up here and say that it's right or wrong. I came from a different era. But I do believe that the era that I came from, and definitely the era that Nate came from, was a lot more physical.
Right.
Than the era that is now in place in terms of this NFL football. But that's a lot of that's predicated on the rules and not so much the type of players.
And outside looking in, it seems like there were a lot less injuries, or maybe not less injuries, but less games missed due to injury before.
Yeah, it wasn't really accepted back then. I literally tore my shoulder, my labrum, and we have players who've torn their had labrum tears, and they immediately went on IR. I was given an opportunity to go on IR to like, hey, your shoulder's tore. It's going to suck. Do you want to go on IR? Or do you want to play with it? I'm like, yeah, no, IR after the season. Wrap it up, figure out a way. So they
get back on the field.
Yeah, like find a way to get back on the field. Awesome. But that was the mentality back then. I can't say that that's not now because I'm not in those spaces.
Of course.
But it seems as if it's an easier outlet for people now to kind of hang it up versus back then it was just like, listen, bro, if you don't get out there and find a way, like your job is gone.
Mm. Fair enough.
Different era.
Yeah.
The Carolina Panthers also, their practice report yesterday looked a little bit different than their practice report on Wednesday as compared to the Cowboys. we could start with cornerback CJ Henderson, who was limited on Wednesday with a concussion, did not practice yesterday. So that's that would be huge if he can't go on Sunday.
Former first-round pick. Cowboys really liked him in that draft.
Yeah, and then Taylor Moton, the tackle for the Carolina Panthers, did not practice on Wednesday. He was upgraded to limited on Thursday. He's got a knee issue that he's battling. Steven Sullivan, one of their tight ends, did not practice yesterday with a shoulder injury, which is notable because of the Hayden Hurst injury. He also did not practice again yesterday as he stays in concussion protocol. So they could be down two tight ends. And then snuck down way at the bottom of their practice report, as if nobody would see, is Bryce Young with a thigh injury. Ooh. But he was a full participant yesterday, but he was added to the injury report. I guess just something to keep there, something to keep in mind, I guess.
Something to keep in mind. I doubt he misses any time. And if you did, you'd get to see the red rifle. Andy Dalton.
Their backup.
Gunslinger.
Boy.
Wouldn't mind seeing Andy Dalton versus this Cowboys defense.
That would be kind of cool.
Would it, though?
Talking about full circle, absolutely.
Yeah, would it?
Absolutely.
I feel like Andy Dalton would go out there and throw for like 350.
Probably. I mean, he probably wants some get back.
It'd be like the Will Greer revenge game.
After that hit he took and no one helped him up.
Will Greer's about to start starting as well.
Yeah.
That's the word on the street.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? That would be cool. That'd be really cool for him. The last news and note I have, unfortunately, this is just kind of something I wanted to throw in. It's not Cowboys related, but it happened late last night, or yesterday afternoon, actually, and it's mind-boggling to me. So the Eagles, they waived two players yesterday. They waived Miles Jack, and they waived Bernard Williams from the reserve suspended list. Does anybody on this podcast happen to know who Bernard Williams is?
No.
I do now, but, go ahead.
Y'all don't know? Well, the last time that he played a game was in 1995, and he was an all-rookie in 1994 and got suspended for smoking weed and has been suspended since then. And the Eagles have just left him on the reserve suspended list, and they finally waived him yesterday. I'm just curious how this happened. Like,
what?
He's Eric Berry's uncle.
What?
Yeah, it's wild stuff. He went and played in the CFL for, you know, a good amount of time. He's 51 years old now, but he finally got waived by the Eagles yesterday.
Almost
yeah,
came back.
Yeah,
almost
made it back. I was trying
comeback
to
player
like,
of the year.
I was That's trying to like Google and figure out like how this happened. There's not really any info. It's just happened.
He's
like,
just been there.
Like I was like, there's no way he's been getting paid.
I'm about
right?
to say, was
like,
he still getting
no
checks?
No way. There's no way.
Possibly.
Doubtful. Highly doubtful.
Just rotated. Got that rotation.
He
that
must
automation.
Have been really good that rookie year. They're like, yeah, okay. I know he's 48, but if Goodell that's reinstates funny. Him, yeah. we got a left tackle.
There's a spot on this roster for this man.
I was thinking about our conversation in regards to the injury report a couple weeks back. I don't remember who we were talking about, but Cincinnati seems like they're in some hot water.
Man. Yeah. Yeah.
That was unfortunate.
It's really unfortunate what happened to him, but now the pictures and the videos coming from him getting off of the bus, and it seemed like he already had some kind of brace on his hand. His throwing, we're talking about
Joe Burrow.
Of course. And the injury that he sustained to his wrist area. It seemed as if they were already aware that he was dealing with something prior to coming into that game, and then he sustained the injury, and now the NFL is investigating.
Yeah. Very fascinating.
And not Jalen Hurts.
Mm.
Okay.
That's when the week was. That's right. Philly.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
interesting.
Because it was like Jalen's knee injury or whatever, but
oh, he doesn't. We don't talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Philly doesn't. We can talk about it all we want.
Something wrong there, buddy.
That's all I got for news.
That's it on news and notes.
News and notes.
Oh, we got that out the way.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. All right, time for our first break. When we come back, it's time for the hot sauce bet payoff. And key matchups, Nick Harris.
Do we need
Harris.
A break? Can Dude. We just roll on past
We got sponsors.
We got a sponsor. We got to pay the bills.
Can I have one of these waters?
I think we're saving it.
For him? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
You
don't want
him.
Water. Water is spreads
I'm not
the capsaicin.
Okay, you're not drinking water. Okay, yeah, you can have a water. All right, we'll be right back. Tune in. Have some fun. Let's get after it on Talking Cowboys.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now, Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is, Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
Black Rifle Coffee Company serves premium coffee to people who love America. When you drink Black Rifle Coffee, you are directly supporting veterans, law enforcement, and first responders in your community. Black Rifle's expert roasters love coffee almost as much as Texas loves football, so it makes sense that America's Coffee partnered with America's team. Go online at blackriflecoffee.com and fuel up with the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. That's blackriflecoffee.com to fuel up today.
Cowboys fans, after that move, we've just coined the term Rowdy Replay. Let's roll back the tape.
Okay, there's our mascot Rowdy cheering on the boys, and now he's on his phone on his Bank of America mobile banking app?
Staying on top of his finances with his virtual financial assistant, Erica.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive. Cowboys fans just can't stop banking. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/can't stop banking.
Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Dear Doctor, the show where I answer life's questions with an ice-cold can of Dr. Pepper. Sheila, let's hear from our next caller, would you?
Dear Doctor, my friend supported me during a tough time, but what's the right gift that says, thanks for being a shoulder to cry on?
Okay, this one's easy. I say, give her a delicious Dr. Pepper. Nothing says, thanks, girl, better than a one-of-a-kind soda. Yes, any Dr. Pepper flavor will do. Now, just a reminder that I don't need to be a real doctor to know that Dr. Pepper is the one you deserve.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Welcome into Talkin' Cowboys. This portion of the show is brought to you by Quaker Oats, a super trusted superfood. Quaker Oats, the official oatmeal sponsor of the Dallas Cowboys.
Did you get your oats in this morning?
Always.
Don't talk to me. Oh,
I can't tell if there's like actual hatred there. I think there's probably a little bit.
There's beef.
There's a little bit of beef.
He's a little spicy today.
A little spicy.
I got beef with Isaiah.
Well, you know what, Kyle? Go ahead.
Isaiah, stand back. Josh Rodriguez, Nick Harris, Chris Beam in the back. We've got a smorgasbord of things to help Nick Harris out here. So here's the backstory. The backstory is the bet was made last week. Should Brandon Cooks go over 100 yards receiving, Nick Harris would lose the bet. If he went under 100 yards receiving, Isaiah Stanback would lose the bet. So he went for 173, second highest by any Cowboys receiver this year.
I think you lost the bet.
Nick Harris lost
in
the bet.
First half.
Yeah, he had 104 in the first half.
I got it now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The with that being said, the bet was the hot sauce that was in Isaiah's cupboard, it would be a hot sauce challenge. Because Isaiah had talked about it before, just off air, just kind of in general. And Nick's always been a spicy fan. He's always loved the spice.
The CeeDee Lamb of spice.
CeeDee Lamb of spice. That's what he called himself.
Like a new t-shirt.
That's impressive. With that being said, Isaiah went out and he just bought a new batch. So that way it's fresh.
Just fresh.
Same thing that
would never
been
give
in
you
the
old
cupboard.
Leftovers.
But this is sauce that has been used for chili, like entire pots of chili with one or two drops.
6 gallons of chili is good for one drop of this stuff.
That's unbelievable.
Yep.
I mean, chili is.
So the bet is you would just take a chip, a Tostitos chip, dip it in there, and then go from there.
Text line says CD doesn't get this nervous.
You're right. that's funny.
I wanted to show that I
you care.
This is a peace offering. Okay, yeah. I come bearing gifts for
thanks,
you today.
A literal gift basket. This is legendary.
Little gift basket. I'm gonna pass this to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is all for you.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Take it home.
I didn't just get you just the bottle itself. I got it. A whole little package for you. I want you to show the people what I gave for you.
Okay. All right. Let's dive into this.
Here you go.
We got, so the sauce is called the End Flatline, right? So yeah. 7 million on the Scoville scale, which the hottest I've ever had is 2. So this is more than tripling that.
Oh, you've already had 2? Yeah, this is easy. This is easy money. Is Derek about to shut this down?
What's up, dude?
So Derek just walked up.
So you have seasoning in there as well. What else do you have in the basket there?
Well, we got Tostitos chips because our wonderful sponsor Tostitos.
Yes, they do a great job. Oh, you got the scoops too. You didn't even mess this up.
Got the scoops. And then
don't say any of the other branding.
Some Cool Whip and some baby cream. Wipes.
What kind of baby wipes are those? Not the brand, but the.
I don't know.
Gentle Plus.
Gentle. The Gentle Plus.
Gentle.
Got you.
Flushable.
Flushable.
Derek just standing in the corner right now.
I think he's going to try some,
you can
right?
see it in the back of Josh's screen.
This is good stuff.
That's a new
T-shirt. This is great
right
stuff.
There.
This is great stuff right here. So,
all right, let's do this.
So the thing is, we're going to try to get through key matchups after I go ahead and dive into this hot matchups.
You want me to open up this bag of chips for you?
Yeah, go ahead and pop it up. Let's streamline this process.
Goodness gracious! So this is going to be interesting.
You don't have to like scoop it.
I'm not going
to. Okay,
scoop it.
I was about to say just a little bit's going to be okay here.
Whether I was supposed to or not, I'm putting a drop on it.
You put what you feel.
Yeah, more than a drop.
I mean, it's 7 million. Guys, he's gonna get the spice. It's gonna happen.
There's a high chance I'm gonna have to dip out of this.
Look
room.
How small the bottle.
Don't
is.
Douse
the
it.
Bottle
yeah, just
is like
it.
This.
We have whipped cream, ice cream, yogurt.
Alrighty.
You got your milk ready?
Yeah, he's ready.
Shake it up.
Got you got your napkins.
Got his napkins.
You don't want to be sitting. You don't want to. You know the oil.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't make sure you don't get any of that.
We're
on your
have to
finger.
Sanitize the set after this.
Don't get any of that on your finger.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely not. Absolutely.
You gotta make
not.
Sure you show the camera too. That's a nice.
Yeah.
Little
absolutely. Absolutely. Tostitos.
I feel like it's burning through the bottle.
I can smell it already.
Nice. Okay. Hold on. You might just
need a little bit more.
Just
hold on.
Put a little dab.
I was about to say, don't just douse it though.
I'm terrified of this. Here we go.
There's so much suspense here.
Dum 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 dum. I'm being very careful.
I was about to say, super careful. I feel like this is a movie. It's like movie in slow motion. Mm.
All right, there we go. We got a drop.
Oh, okay. There's a drop.
All right, there you go. And again, a drop is 6 gallons.
Maybe a little bit. Hey, let me see.
A drop
again.
Is six Let's gallons of chili. Like, I'm not putting more on
that's
this.
Fair. That's
Harris, we got to do a before and after, all right?
Okay.
All right.
If you just people, blow through this, you're going
to have
to show
people how
chip.
Much is on there.
Before?
Okay.
There's a good, there's a decent amount on there. It's hard to see it.
Can we see this?
Hands out of the camera, okay. Josh, oh, let's back
bad.
Up there.
There you go. There you go. All right, it's spread. Okay,
we got it.
Go.
That's
got
more
it.
Than a drop.
All right,
go for it, bud. Godspeed, sir.
Thanks,
Brandon
guys.
Cooks,
yeah. Ready?
173 yards.
Good work, B Cooks.
Shout out to B Cooks.
B Cooks.
Shout out to B Cooks.
There it is. Bang.
Tasty.
Okay.
Flavorful. So
on a Tostitos
chip is in there.
Yeah, let's talk some football.
Key matchups.
Key
Nick
matchups.
Harris, how's it going?
First matchup: Jordan Lewis versus Adam Thielen.
Oh, is it already hitting you?
A little bit. Jordan Lewis versus Adam Thielen. So Adam Thielen's obviously been fantastic this year, working out of the slot, working out of the wide set. 70 targets, 0 dropped passes. This is going to be a really important challenge for Jordan Lewis this week. He's faced some important challenges this year against Keenan Allen.
How much of a challenge?
What scale, on the Scoville scale, where would you put Adam Thielen? Is Adam Thielen like 2 million? He's 5 million?
You got it. Go ahead.
Adam Thielen, skill player for the Panthers, doing well this year, right?
Yeah.
Looking good?
1,000%. Oh, yeah.
What's your
How has he improved their offense?
It's
often.
Not funny anymore.
Oh, no.
It was funny in the beginning for me. Now it's not funny.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so Adam Thielen is a relatively good receiver.
We don't need to keep harping on Adam Thielen. What's your second matchup?
I mean, you know, he's really good.
Yeah, but what's your second
That's
matchup?
That's the best receiver they have.
This segment. You good?
Do what?
That's the best receiver they have.
It is.
Yeah.
And he's found like a really good, like chemistry with Bryce Young.
Uh-huh.
And I think Bryce Young's done a really good job relying on his veteran receiver. And I have to give it to Adam Thielen. I really do. Because he's come into the year needing a career resurgence coming out of the last couple of years in Minnesota. And he's done a really good job with it. I'm really impressed with this matchup. And it's a really important time for Jordan Lewis to be able to stand tall and limit that passing game. Hmm.
Do you need a break? Are you
no,
good?
I'm good.
You're good?
It's not as bad as I expected, but it's bad.
Oh, good.
You're struggling. It's physical.
Yeah,
you can
it's
see
physical.
It.
It's
really,
physical.
It's a really good conversation. How would you compare the chemistry between Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen versus Bryce Young and Adam Thielen?
That's obviously really different because Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen had so much time together.
Of course.
I think they had 9 seasons together, 8 seasons. It wasn't that much, but 7, 8, 9 seasons together. And they did a lot of good work together. The difference, I think, this year in Carolina is that there's not a clear number two, and a lot of attention has been paid to Adam Thielen.
Number two.
A lot of attention has been paid to Adam Thielen, yeah. So it's not like they've been able to just step right in and be this chemistry factor for each other, you know? So yeah. So yeah, that's the
it's
first.
It's important to have a number two.
It is
really important to have number twos. Just really, really
how are you feeling
honestly,
right now?
It's not that bad.
Well, do we
need another chip?
There's like a little drop on there. I mean, there's
Yeah, do you need to wash it down with anything at the moment?
I can feel it in my ears.
You can feel it in your ears?
I feel it in my ears.
How's your sinuses? I know that was a big worry going
into it. It's starting to empty.
You've got plenty of napkins. So.
Do y'all have anything on this first matchup? Because I can go into the second one.
Go to the second one.
Okay, second matchup.
Number two.
Their best pass rusher, I've been talking about it all week, is Brian Burns. Whenever I saw them on the Thursday night football game last week, oh my goodness.
Every time you say it's not that bad, I feel like it gets worse.
Whenever I saw...
It knows.
My hands are shaking. Whenever I saw Brian Burns against the Bears last week...
Our boss is just walking by.
Derek's about to walk in.
He's coming in.
What's up, D?
Here's the mic, bud.
Yo, man.
This is an HR violation. What are we doing?
We're on brand. I mean, listen, we have the sponsorships with us.
Let me just say, you are a true professional.
Absolutely.
You were just powering through this and giving great commentary.
I'm not going to remember any of this. I'm just letting you know right now.
I just hope you're ready for the flight tomorrow.
The neuralizer.
I'm not.
That ready was for the number tomorrow. One worry. That was
that was y'all we were are ready for about. The flight tomorrow.
I'm not ready by you. So whoever's sitting by you, maybe they need to be ready, but I'm not sitting by you. I'll see you there.
He gets put in the back of the seating chart, all the way in the back. Derek was standing in the back the entire time, and part of my laughter was just him. I don't know if I've ever seen Derek laugh that hard. In the back.
Okay.
Oh, man. You are a trooper. And the text line is rewarding you. Best media event ever.
Let's
Can't
go.
Stop awesome. Laughing. Nick go, is a
Nick.
Goat.
Thanks,
it's
guys.
Blowing up. And keep blowing it up. Show Nick Harris some love on Twitter, by the way. Give him a follow at Nick Harris DC, right?
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
817-290-3298 is the text line. Keep on rolling.
You go ahead, bud.
Number two.
Matchup is we've talked about Brian Burns, right?
Yeah.
He did a really good job last week against the Bears.
Is he available?
He is. Okay. He lines up on either side, kind of depending on the matchup.
You said, what was his last name?
You're funny. He lines up on either side, just depending on matchup. So we won't really know until that first drive. And I was looking through film, and I was trying to find like a consistent factor, like, okay, he will line up on the left side if it's this matchup. He'll line up on the right side if it's this matchup. You won't know until the first snap. So Tyron Smith / Terrence Steele versus Brian Burns. It's going to be really important keeping him out of the backfield. I think that's what allows that passing game to get going.
I mean, if Brian Burns is available, I can't stop laughing. I'm sorry, guys.
Didn't even mix it up.
Yeah, with Brian Burns.
Didn't even mix up the yogurt.
He's having yogurt right now
that can't see. Yeah. You outlined it a little bit on film room.
Correct.
They use him a little bit like Micah Parsons.
Yes, they do.
He can line up really anywhere on the line of scrimmage. He's not Micah Parsons. Don't get me wrong.
He is not
Micah. But Brian Burns specifically is somebody that they utilize in a similar fashion. Where is he different than what Dallas has seen so far this season? Or is it different than
anybody? They face some really good defensive ends this year. I would put him in a category of just the one term that I would apply to him is relentless whenever he makes it. I mean, he's off and on, but when he's on, right? And he doesn't stop.
Like, he gets on fire.
He gets on fire. So he's going to pick the weakest link. And obviously, if I have a choice to go against Terrence Stewart or Tyron Smith, I promise you I'm not going against Tyron. That's just not the matchup I'm going to choose.
Especially given this season.
Yeah, exactly, right? Tyron's doing a good job, even though he's not practicing. He doesn't need it, obviously. That was a nice whipped cream. But I foresee him being against Terrence Steele, and he likes to line up in a very wide technique. For those that have not watched Film Room yet,
it didn't even work.
You gotta point it down. You gotta point it down.
I did.
You gotta point it down.
We might need to take a second. Man. Oh, goodness. I feel better. That actually
better.
Is not bad.
Is that word, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. It's not bad at all.
I'm crying.
I don't know if I'm crying because of the spice.
The gift basket is good.
Thanks for the gift basket.
You're welcome, bro.
Our third key matchup is... So CeeDee Lamb, obviously he's been on a tear this year. Three straight games of 10 plus receptions and 150 plus yards, NFL record.
That boy's on fire.
He is on fire.
Not NBA jams either.
He is on fire. So he'll go up against a really talented corner in Dante Jackson. This is a guy that he's been their most reliable corner. He's been their most consistent corner.
There you go.
Appreciate that.
No problem.
He's been their most consistent corner. He's only allowed 23 receptions and 338 yards here in 2023. And if you look at the rest of their secondary, that's obviously a stark improvement compared to everybody else. So if CeeDee Lamb wants to keep it going, he's going to have to go up against Dante Jackson. He won't see Dante Jackson on every single snap, but I think he'll see him most of the time on Sunday. I think they're going to kind of focus in on CeeDee Lamb in that area. Remind me of the numbers. How much man coverage should they run?
So man not coverage versus they're, zone. Yeah,
it's the 31st in the league in terms of man coverage.
16% yeah. man and 84% zone.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, very cool. So CeeDee Lamb versus Dante Jackson. That's our final key matchup.
Do you think he can hit 150? You think he can hit 150 yards again?
Yeah, certainly. I think the only issue that I think is going to get him in the way of that is Dak Prescott versus the zone. You know, and I would put that on the key matchups, but that's not necessarily like a matchup one-on-one. But I think Dak Prescott versus the zone, that's obviously going to be much more important towards CeeDee Lamb being able to continue that streak.
Do you think he would hit 150?
No, I don't foresee that.
Do you guys want to make a bet on it?
No, absolutely not.
You're on opposite ends again. I would maybe throw it out there.
Absolutely not. Oh, absolutely not.
Hey, this is your chance to get Isaiah back. So, I mean, this is.
I'm good. There's no double or nothing in this bag. None at all.
Oh, double, man. You say. So I want you to tell me, like, play by play, what you're feeling right now.
I'm honestly not. I'm not as bad as I expected to be.
Every time you say that, it ramps right back up.
It does.
I feel like the sauce knows.
It's like right like here, like in the bottom of my throat. Okay. Don't say anything. It's right here in the bottom of my throat. And it's like I can feel it going down into my stomach a little bit. So
Go to break.
You asked me where I was at.
I wanted to know. We'll be right back with more Talking Cowboys.
They say champions are remembered, but legends are never forgotten. United Ag and Turf offers a winning lineup of John Deere equipment built to tackle any challenge on and off the field. Legendary John Deere tractors, combines, residential mowers, commercial mowers, compact construction equipment, Gator utility vehicles, and a full line of golf and sports turf equipment. United Ag and Turf, the official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com to find a location near you.
Are you ready to take coffee off your grocery list forever? Black Rifle Coffee Club is here to help. As a coffee club member, you'll get your favorite coffees roasted, packaged, and shipped to your door free of charge on your preferred schedule. Set it, forget it, and never run low on coffee again. Members also get exclusive deals on coffee, products, and discounts from partner brands. Ease your mind and let Black Rifle worry about your coffee supply. Go to BlackRifleCoffee.com to join the coffee club today.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is four of Jack's favorites in a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at GetJackBlack.com/Cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's GetJackBlack.com/Cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
Todd thought it would be secure to jog in the cheetah savannah. Todd believed the big cat repellent he bought online was reliable. And now Todd is trying to be faster than this cheetah that can run 80 miles per hour. But the good news is Todd has AT&T 5G that is fast, reliable, and secure. And he learned the best thing to do is stop running and toss her the backpack with the beef stew. AT&T 5G. Fast, reliable, secure. It's not complicated.
5G requires compatible plan and device. 5G may not be available in your area. See att.com/5G for you for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Talkin' Cowboys.
Back here on Talking Cowboys, presented by Black Rifle Coffee Company. I think we've We've settled in.
I've rounded the corner.
You've turned the corner.
Clap it up for this.
Honestly, that's
a very honorable man right there.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, man.
What an effort.
The 845 says we need a bet every week. I don't know about that one.
I'm good.
Doesn't have to be hot sauce, but something that'll be entertaining. I don't know. Maybe we work into that. This one, this is pretty high
up there.
The
way he powered through the key matchups, that's commendable. It really is. It would be one thing if he didn't have any sort of notes to reference and expound on, but man, that was
impressive.
I appreciate that, guys.
Derek gets a shout-out from Howard. He says, Howard in Virginia, he says, thanks, guys, and thanks for Derek for allowing this to happen.
don't ask for it twice. It won't.
Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely not happening again. When he popped down here and I saw him in the corner, I was like, oh, no.
We're in trouble.
I was like, oh, no.
He gave me the look. Like, oh.
Yeah.
The thing that went through my mind is my boss is going to watch my single most embarrassing moment on television ever.
And in person.
Live.
Awesome. Right here.
Over your shoulder.
Nick Eatman, who, by the way, you should call in on Storylines, 888-855-2297 at 10 o'clock. He just walked by and just made sure you were good.
Yeah.
Checked up on you. Scott Purcell. Everybody's been in here. We had a nice little live studio audience watching as well. So.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
I feel like your respect factor just went through the roof for
everybody. Thanks, yeah. Appreciate
no
that.
Doubt.
Appreciate
no doubt.
That. Whatever I got to do, right? God.
I'm just glad it lived up to the expectation. John scared me the other day when he was sitting here. He was saying, he's like, man, he's just going to power through it. It's going to be nothing. Y'all aren't going to have anything to talk about. I'm glad it lived up to the expectation.
Thanks, man.
I'm worried about your next 24 hours. I'm not
going to
lie.
Me too.
I think on Monday, John has to try the hot
sauce. No, John's definitely not.
John would quit this job before he would leave the show before he even thought about trying
what I'm not going to be doing. I'm not going to be having a hot sauce.
That is not what John sounds like.
No, he got yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Oh, man.
The inflection was perfect, Isaiah.
You know what's going to be even more impressive when I go 5-0 on this pick?
Dude, if you go 5-0 here, I would be.
Then we have to do it every week.
Yeah, then we just got to keep it going. Oh, keep it going.
He's on a hot streak, if you will.
Yeah. Give us a call if you want to be our guest picker, 888-855-2297. We were distracted, obviously, in the second segment. Beamer, do we have anybody on the phone line? I'm going to live producing here in person.
I hear any phones.
Beamer. You there?
They're probably back.
He left.
He's done.
Yeah. Wow.
Did he really?
This is a text coming in. This is a tweet that I sent months ago. It says, Nick deserves double sauce for saying that Bo Nix is Oregon Sam Ehlinger.
Did you say that?
I did say that like months ago, and I still stand on that.
That's impressive.
I like this guy.
All right. Well, until we hear from Chris Beam, we will just roll with these pick'em updates. Everybody went 4-2 last week.
Not me.
Except for Isaiah, who went 3-3. 888-855-2297. Beamer just popped in my ear, and he said that nobody is on the phone yet. So there you go.
Yeah, there's your opportunity.
888-855-2297.
Storyline.
Hop in. Storyline's going to be great. It's going to be great as always. But you can call in right now. 888-855-2297.
So I need the storyline guests to do the hot sauce challenge before they call Nick. And then as they call Nick, they're experiencing what Nick.
I think Beam would just hang up the phone. That would just be the next step here.
This spice, it's coming back to me in waves. And like, gosh almighty. It's like every like 2 minutes, I get it for like 30 seconds. This is nuts. This is wild.
This is. Do you need more milk? I can refill you over here if you need me to.
Where is it at right now?
All right. What do you mean?
Like the actual.
I'm not going to answer that question anymore.
Okay.
I figured it moved.
You know? Not answering questions.
It's all up in there.
All right. Justin in Lubbock is our guest picker this week. Justin, you're on Talking Cowboys. How's it going, my friend?
Good, buddy. How are you guys?
Good.
I know how Nick's doing.
Have you been watching the whole show? Have you been watching? What was your favorite moment of the hot sauce challenge?
Got to be the Cole Whip, the sound of the Cole Whip.
That was good.
I don't know if I've ever laughed so hard in this studio.
As soon as all of us heard the sound of the Cole Whip, all of us
clip it. Oh, man, that was so funny. Yeah, I mean, we've had some great times in the studio. I don't know if there's one that even gets close to that one. That was hilarious.
Then,
all right.
And then Isaiah almost falling off the stairs. Saying,
we had to go to break.
Oh, what a fun episode. All right, because Nick is being such a trooper, we're going to let him go last on every pick'em this week, so he gets to kind of set the tone at the end. All right, Steelers and Browns, our first game. Isaiah, we'll let you start things off. Steelers at the Browns. Browns, of course, without Deshaun Watson for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I am still going to go with the Browns.
Mm, over the Steelers at home?
I like their defense, man.
They're good.
Yeah.
Josh?
Browns are good, but I just don't foresee a happy ending without Deshaun Watson at quarterback. He's out for the year. Got to go with the Steelers on this one.
I'm going to have to go with the Browns. I'm going to have to go with the Browns. I do like what they've been able to do offensively, even outside of Deshaun Watson. And I think defensively, they got some really good pieces. Myles Garrett, I think he's going to get after Kenny Pickett. It's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm taking the Browns.
I'm going to take the Steelers. Justin, what you got?
Browns. The new quarterback will have at least 2 rushing touchdowns.
All right, there you go. So the Browns getting it done there. Chargers on the road at the Packers at Lambeau Field. Justin Herbert and company against Jordan Love and the Packers. Josh, we'll let you start this one off.
One more time.
Chargers at Packers.
Chargers, yeah. Simply put, I think the Charger offense is looking a lot better with Kellen Moore at the helm. So, yeah, I got to go with Chargers.
I'm going to take the Chargers here, too, on the road. You know what? I'm going to flip it. I'm going to go Packers at home. They need to win bad.
They need to win really bad.
They ain't going to get
it. They're
not going to get it.
Rocking with Kellen Moore.
Okay, Moore. Justin, what you got?
Chargers.
Chargers?
Yeah, give me the Chargers as well.
How you feeling over there?
I'm doing good.
This is the 2-minute lull?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Raiders at the Dolphins. Dolphins at 6-3. Maybe looking a little human recently. Justin, we'll let you start this one.
Dolphins.
Dolphins, the Fins.
I'm rocking with the Fins.
Okay. No dolphin noise today?
No, I'm going with Tua. Every time I do a dolphin noise, it doesn't turn
out. They end up losing.
Did you pick them against the Eagles?
I think so.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
They should have won that game.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Dolphins here, too. Josh?
Yeah. I mean, we got to go with Dolphins, right?
Yeah. Got to.
Yeah, Dolphins, 13.5-point favorites.
All right. Congratulations, Raiders, on your big win coming up because we all picked the Dolphins. All right. Jets at the Bills, a rematch of the Week 1 game, of course. That was won by New York, but it was the day that Aaron Rodgers got hurt. But they played the entire game without Aaron Rodgers. They will do so again here on Sunday afternoon. Justin, we'll let you start this one off.
Did you say it's at Buffalo?
Yes, it is.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bills at home, getting it done. I like the Jets' defense, but I just don't think they have enough offensively. They need a rebound.
Stephon's going to go off.
You think so?
Yeah, new offensive coordinator. I think they're really going to focus in on him. And maybe 2 under on the turnovers for Josh Allen. Mm. So I'm going to take the Bills.
Okay.
I'm going with the Jets.
Ooh. J-E-T.
I think Buffalo has too much turmoil going on internally.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Shout out to new Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. He was passing game coordinator at LSU whenever they won the national championship back in 2019. Really good dude. Treats kids the right way. Always did things the right way. Mm. So I'm rooting for him to get the win this week.
All right, this is the best game of the week, and it's Monday Night Football. It's a Super Bowl rematch. The Eagles at the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Mm. Eagles, Chiefs. Isaiah.
Oof.
Hmm.
Both teams coming off of a bye as well.
Yes.
If that's the case, 2 weeks. Ooh, crap.
Monday Night Football.
Say the Eagles.
This will be their Super Bowl because they're not going to make the actual Super Bowl. Eagles are going to take this one.
Give me the Chiefs by 100.
I'm going to take the Chiefs here. I think I think they'll be able to get healthy coming out of this bye, and I think they get the job done.
Justin.
Chiefs by 10.
Ah, there you go. Chiefs by 10. All right. Here's our game to pick. Cowboys, Panthers, a matchup against the number 1 overall quarterback as the Cowboys look for their first win against a top pick in the draft at quarterback since 1971. Correct, Nick?
Yes, absolutely.
1971. It's been a long time since they defeated a number 1 overall pick in his rookie season at quarterback. With that being said, Justin, we'll let you start us off.
Cowboys by 25.
Cowboys by 25. Do you have a score prediction?
35-10.
What was that?
35-10.
35-10. That's a good 25-point score.
Yeah.
That's a football score. Well done. Justin, be safe out there. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate all the love. We'll talk to you again down the line.
Thank you, sir. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You
I'll
too.
I'll try.
Nick Harris will certainly try. Josh.
34-3 Cowboys.
Defense gets it done?
Yeah.
I think they'll put up some points. I'm going to say Cowboys, and I don't think it'll be a 40 burger. I think it'll be 38-17 with like a late touchdown. Like it'll be 38-10, and then they'll score one late. It'll be just kind of one of those. Very similar to what the Giants game was, but just not as many points.
I got 37-13 Cowboys.
37-13.
I'm going to go just 10 points down, 27-13 Cowboys. It's a noon kickoff. This offense has just been too hot for too long. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Cool, it's kind of
like
a bit.
Yeah, I think it cools off.
You're thinking cool thoughts.
Exactly. Yeah. Cool whip. Mm-hmm.
Cool thoughts all the way through. Oh,
but yeah, Cowboys get the dub.
Do you want to do another chip before we get out of here?
I'm all right. You didn't lose another bet. Not that I know of.
Talk to that texter on the text line. Maybe a Bo Nix bet can pop up somewhere.
Maybe.
Now you two can add that to your cabinet.
Yeah.
I'm good.
There you go.
I'm
you good. Get to keep it.
I would put it in chili, though. I would 1,000% put that in chili.
That's
That'd
yours.
Be really good.
That's yours to take home.
It is good flavor. I'll say that. He was right. It was good flavor in the beginning.
I'll give try it. Give me a chip real quick. No,
I'm just kidding. Right. I'm not doing that.
You don't.
I've got a bus ride for the next 4.5 hours.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, not going to happen. Yeah. All right, that does it for us here on Talking Cowboys. We will be back on Monday to break it down, win or lose, for your Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff at noon Central Time on Sunday. The Cowboys and the Panthers. We've got Isaiah Stanback, Nate Newton, Barry Church on pregame live starting at 11. It'll be a whole lot of fun. Come join us on DallasCowboys.com and this week on TXA 21. And then we'll have the postgame coverage as well. Nick will be out in Carolina at Charlotte, hopefully.
Hopefully out of the press box spirits. Bathroom.
Yeah. Good spirits all the way through. Good vibes all the way through. Such a trooper. Well done.
He'll be chilling. He'll be chilling.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Well done. He killed it. Josh Rodriguez. Are you making the trip?
No.
Are you back here? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. Got it. But either way, Josh will be covering the team as well. So there you go. Lots to look forward to throughout the week. It is a fun week. Good job, y'all. Good job, everybody. I'm glad everybody's alive. Everybody's good.
Everybody, yeah.
We all made it, guys. We made it.
Good job, everybody. Well done. All right.
We did it. We did it.
Nice.
For Chris Beam, Isaiah Stanback, Josh Rodriguez, John Machota all week. Nick Harris, I'm Kyle Yeoman saying so long from Talking Cowboys. We'll see you on Monday. Go Cowboys!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?